My friends in Christ, what is the greatest evil in the church today? If you had to focus on one thing that would be considered the greatest evil besetting the church from within, what would it be? Back in 2022, our Holy Father Pope Francis, in an interview on Italian television, said spiritual worldliness is the greatest evil in the church today. Spiritual worldliness. It's not the first time that he brings that up. He was speaking about that when he was Cardinal Bergoglio, and many different times in interviews, in documents of the church, in very many homilies, he's brought it back up again and again and again. Spiritual worldliness. A great evil that besets the church today. He describes it thoroughly in Evangelii Gaudium, his 2013 apostolic exhortation. He says, spiritual worldliness is seeking not the Lord's glory, but human glory and one's personal well-being. And so I'm not concerned with glorifying God. I'm the one that wants to be glorified. He says it means seeking one's own interests and not the interests of Christ. And he's described a couple instances of it in homilies and in interviews as being clericalism and triumphalism, two different expressions. So clericalism is a disease or illness within the priesthood where the priest begins to see himself as morally superior to those around him. Right? So he's so wrapped up in the holy things that he's doing that he distances himself from those he's called to serve. That's clericalism. Triumphalism can happen among the Catholic lay faithful, where we sometimes see those outside the church as less than ourselves, as a triumphalistic attitude, or perhaps those within the church that think differently. We consider ourselves to be better than them because we have a morally superior way of understanding the faith. That's triumphalism. And our Holy Father in Evangelii Gaudium says one example is the preoccupation for the liturgy and for doctrine without any concern that the gospel have a real impact on God's faithful people. So not that there's anything wrong with the liturgy and doctrine. We should want to have a beautiful liturgy, to honor our Lord well and to enter deeply into worship. We should want sound doctrine that is the foundation of our lives, that leads us to fruitfulness and joy in the Christian life. Nothing wrong with those things. The point our Holy Father is making is that they become an end in themselves, and we neglect the preaching of the good news, that we only focus on our own expression of those things and forget to announce to those who are broken or lost that God loves them, that he wants a relationship with them, that he wants them to be part of the church that he founded. That's spiritual worldliness. It's allowing the mindset of the world to come into the church, and God doesn't want that. I mention it this weekend because in the gospel, Jesus Christ is talking about the relationship of the church to the world, what that relationship is. And so in John chapter 17, the Last Supper discourse, Jesus' high priestly prayer, he's praying to the Father, and the apostles are listening to this beautiful prayer. And Jesus prays, Heavenly Father, I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. The world has a different way of thinking than the church. The world has a different way of seeing things than Christ has. Jesus came into the world to offer himself in love. And he was rejected. He was crucified. So is the case with these apostles. They will try to bring the message of salvation to the world that will reject them, that will persecute them. They will ultimately be martyred for their faith in Jesus. There is a certain animosity between the church and the world. Jesus points that out clearly in the gospel. But if that's the stance of the world towards Christ and the church, what is the stance of God towards the world? How does God see it? What is God's response? Well, the same evangelist, St. John, who listens to that beautiful prayer of Christ in the gospel this weekend, will say earlier in his gospel, John 3:16, the most widely diffused verse in all of sacred scripture, "For God so loved the world." That is God's response. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved." God loves those who are in the world and is willing to send Christ, even if he's rejected, even if he's crucified, because he wants people to come home. And so it is that Jesus will say in the gospel this weekend, "Father, as you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world." Jesus wants you and I to do the same thing. Even if we're rejected, even if that message of love and forgiveness and mercy is not accepted, we're called nonetheless to offer that to the world in love. We ask for the grace today to be true disciples, to be holy, sanctified, consecrated, in the words of Christ in the gospel this weekend. Because that is Pope Francis's solution to spiritual worldliness in his writing. He says it has to be the holiness of the church sanctified by Christ and sent out to help those who are wounded, who are broken, and who are in need. For in the words of St. John the Evangelist, "God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life."